blood bag.
Or goblet. Like... I'm sorry, not a gauntlet. A goblet. They need the infinity gauntlet to come.
Welcome to Red Wine Reads, a community of book lovers talking about our favorite and not so favorite books while pouring a glass or two of wine. I'm your host, Jenna Weston, and with me today is Sierra Marshall to talk about the romance novel that is sweeping the Twilight Nation, My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine. I'm just kidding, I have no idea if it's sweeping the Twilight world, but I feel like it could be. If you're into vampires and you're into vampire love stories, this is definitely one of those books. We had such a great time reading through this book and discussing it and talking about what we liked, what we didn't, what was missing, why it felt maybe like there was a lot going on toward the end. But we also talked about how I stayed for the first time probably since high school. I stayed up late, and in Jenna world that means up to like 11 p.m. Finishing this book because I just had to know how it ended. So Sierra comes on this podcast today. We're talking vampires, we're talking romance, we're talking the art of the handwritten letter. It's gonna be a great time. So without further ado, let's pull some corks and get reading.
Well, this week we read My Roommate's a Vampire by Jenna Levine. Sierra, I have so many thoughts.
That is so funny.
Oh, God. Well, let's start off with, what are you drinking tonight? I see a very vampiric concoction you made over there.
Yes, so it's almost like a Dirty Shirley, except it's not with, like, vodka or hard liquor. It's just, like, a spritz. So, Sprite, and then cherry syrup, and then champagne.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
So good.
Mine, I was telling Sierra, we're kind of digging in the depths of our alcohol supply. But I found a beet juice with vodka lemonade that we've had since the summer in our fridge. So that's what I'm drinking, because I was like, I don't really want a beer, but I want something kind of fruity. And this fit the bill.
Whatever gets it done, you know, whatever gets the job done.
So it should be fun. I'm also about 2 to 3 glasses of wine in since we did our little happy hour at our office before this. So anything goes in this episode. Might be a little more filtered than normal. So best of luck to our listeners.
We'll see what side of Jenna comes out tonight.
Yeah. Should be interesting. Well, let's get into some quick facts. So this book was published, so again, My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine. This book was published in 2023, so a very new novel. This was her debut novel, so this is one of her first novels, but there is going to be a sequel. So for those of you who love this book, it's gonna be My Vampire Plus One is coming to readers near you. So Jenna Levine is an interesting character. She, in the day, works to increase affordable housing in the American South, which, like, good for you, girl. Go. And then it says, when Jenna isn't writing, she can... It's funny because it sounds like I'm, like, talking about myself. which this paragraph probably could not be the most, like, opposite of me. But it says, when Jenna isn't writing, she can usually be found starting knitting projects she won't finish. Which, actually, I have done
that.
That's me. Yeah, I have done that. I started a temperature blanket every year. Never have finished.
I started a scarf.
It says, imagining she is someone capable of hiking long distance, which Casey and I went on, like, a 7-mile hike. I would say that's long distance. Or spending time with her family and small army of cats.
Yeah, go. Okay.
I know. She's kind of great.
I know.
I don't have cats, but I do have a dog. So, like, she and I are just, like, sisters of another mister kind of deal. I don't know. You know, I read her bio and I'm like, God, I like you, Jenna. And I'm so sorry for what I'm about to do to your book.
Like, you know, that's so funny because I actually really liked it.
Okay. I can't wait.
This will be interesting.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. So
I get you.
Let's get into our summary. Do you want to give us a quick summary for us?
Can I just read the back?
It's okay. No worries. I got you. So Cressid... Oh, well, no, I don't. Okay. Cassie Greenberg loves being an artist, but it's a tough way to make a living. On the brink of eviction, she's desperate when she finds a too-good-to-be-true apartment in a beautiful Chicago neighborhood. Cassie knows there has to be a catch. Only someone with a secret to hide would rent out a room for that price. Of course, her new roommate, Frederick J. Fitzwilliam, is far from normal. He sleeps all day, is out all night on business, and talks like he walked out of a Regency romance novel. He also leaves Cassie heart-melting notes around the apartment, cares about her art, and asks about her day. The bare fucking minimum. And he doesn't look half bad shirtless. On the rare occasions, they're both home and awake. But when Cassie finds bags of blood in the fridge that definitely weren't there earlier, Frederick has to come clean. Cassie's new, sexy new roommate is a vampire, and he has a proposition for her. Oh, God. Here we are.
Here we are, guys. Okay.
First impressions, because these are my first impressions. Okay. I loved this book up until about 250 pages. And then it really fell off for me at the very end. I think it was, like, just fine. Like, when I tell people about this book, I'm like, yeah, read it. But, like, stop after their sex scene. And then you're fine. Oh, like, you get
that's
it.
Actually fair. That's actually fair. But also...
Yeah.
Go
okay.
On.
First, no, that's it. I think the ending really, truly ruined the book for me. And I would love to know your thoughts, your first impressions. Okay.
So, my first impressions were, like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this, because it was really, really cheesy. And, like, we read the romance books for the cheese. Obviously, like, that's kind of a given when, at least reading some romance books. So, yeah. I kind of expected looking at the book, and, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes you can. Yeah. And I was like, okay, it's gonna be, like, a cheesy romance, because, like, her roommate's a vampire, okay? I really, really liked it, and I was honestly so surprised by the sex scene with, like, how well done it was compared to how cheesy it was, because the sex scene didn't feel cheesy to me. Like, it felt, like, genuine and sweet and, like, really, like, beautifully done.
Yeah.
But then I understand where it kind of gets, like, a little ridiculous. Like, the thing that gets me, his, like, ability to create fruits. And I like that they at least acknowledge, like, this is a stupid vampire power.
Oh, I love that. I love that so part.
And that he was hiding everything in his closet, like, all these weird
all these fruits.
I think, yes, I think they would have been better if the ending hadn't felt so rushed.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had time to have elaborated on a little bit more and made it more, less of a ridiculous way to get him back. Because, like, I get it. Like, you're in, like, somewhat of a old family vampire. It's not exactly a mafia, but kind of.
Yeah.
And they steal him away because they're like, well, he's got to marry this girl or else. But it kind of got silly when he was, like, pouting in the dungeon, writing her love notes, and he knows they're not going to get delivered, and he keeps doing it. And then she's like, I'm going to post on TikTok and expose you. And clearly, like, again, it's so silly because I think the whole premise of this is that, like, they're clearly not in the 21st century, except, like, his not-so-fiancé.
Yeah.
She was the only one, like, at least a little bit social media... oh my god, I can't speak. Literate. social media literate. But I thought it was really ridiculous because, like, anyone who knows from this age, if someone was like, my roommate's a vampire and vampires exist, like, absolutely no one would believe you. Not one person.
Yeah.
It would have to be a see it to believe it type of thing. And then still, I think if you had a roommate that was like, I drink blood and I, like, rob blood banks, you'd probably be like, okay. You'd be like, you're a really weird person. All right, Jeffrey Dahmer. And then you'd leave, but I don't know. Yeah. That's my thought.
I will say, okay, there's a lot of things that I liked about this book. I really did. Like, again, up until 250 pages, I was really enjoying it. Like, I love, like, I literally read the text scene when he's asking about the saucepan to Casey, because I was like, this is the funniest shit ever. Like, do you eat sauce? that is so funny. And, like, I love that. And I love how it gives, like, this kind of plays into my pairings, but, like, I love how it gives kind of, like, What We Do in the Shadows vibes, where it's, like, satirical and funny, but, like, you know, like, they know it's ridiculous. And just kind of, like, playing in, like you said, like, it's cheesy, but they're playing into the cheese, and they're, like, really laying into it. So I think that's why the ending, like, messed me up so bad, because I was like, well, now you're trying to, like, dramatize it, and it doesn't need to be. Like, we just learned about this vampire mafia, like 10 pages ago, and now all of a sudden he's, like, kidnapped, and Cassie needs to post on TikTok to save his life. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, it just didn't compute, and it did not work for me. But I do think it was funny, and I do think it was cheesy, but I really did enjoy it. And I do like how quickly they revealed Frederick was a vampire, because I feel like they could have, like, drawn it out. But they did it in a nice way that was, like, quick. I do think it's, like, unrealistic that Cassie would be like, yeah, I'll take a day and then come back. But, like, you know, it's a romance, so that's fine. Like, do a day. And I think the, like, writing was super cute. I really liked it. I love the letters. Except for, like you said, the letters in the dungeon.
That was really funny. I actually still thought that was really funny. I was just like, he's like, I just imagine... And also, I don't know why, but I've imagined a very cartoonish, like, looking man, even though he's supposed to be, like, sexy. I was just like, this cartoonish man. And, like, I get it. Like, it's so easy to fall for a funny guy. But I just imagine him, like, curled up, just, like, weeping over these letters he's writing. Knowing full and well, like, there, like, are other vampires outside of this dungeon, and he's still just, like, weeping like a little kid, like, dear Cassie. Just, like, it's just a really funny picture. I think my favorite scene, though, was when they went to go pick out clothing for him. Like, yes. it did a perfect job at being, like, really, like, sweet and sexy, but before that, like, talking to the, like, worker there.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to figure out, like, what kind of clothes are you looking for? And, like, just the way that he was, like, answering some of these questions, and also was like, what am I looking for?
Yes.
And then he holds up the ripped jeans, and he's like,
no.
Oh, no. So good.
Yeah, I even think, like, the like, coffee ordering scene. I was like, that is if I, like, brought my grandfather into a coffee shop, and I was like, what do you want? And he was like, what the fuck is this?
He's like, what are all these orders? Why is everything named like this?
And so, like, I don't know, like, I was like, girl, like, you're funny, like, lean into it. And then I think, like, she felt like, I don't know, I think with vampires, like, you need to add a dramatic aspect to it in order for it to, like, do well. And I was like, I don't know, I feel like we could have just kept it kind of, like, silly and goofy and, like, maybe, like, of course there has to be an issue to cause some tension, but I feel like it could have been, I don't know, like, a little bit sillier or, like, a little bit... Yeah.
Like maybe they make Cassie do some kind of, like, vampire run or something.
Yeah.
Like, to win his affection.
Yeah.
That seems, like, legit, right?
Something
old vampires would do. If you want to marry a human, you need to do some kind of, like, vampire agility. You're trying to win the favor of his hand. I don't know.
Yeah, because I think, like, I don't know. In my head, I'm like, if the ending was, like, the last 100 pages when he, like, talks about this woman, I think, like, that could have made a whole other book. Like, I think, like, that could have constituted a whole other book, and we got more background about him and this woman and, like, you know, got more background on the family and got more background on his mom. And I was just like, it's interesting, but I think we, like, rushed through it in the first book. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think... or at least, like, make this book 100 pages longer, like, expand on it. But it just felt weird. It just didn't feel like it belonged. Because, again, like, the first three-fourths of this book is so funny and so original and, like, so good. And it's like, yes, that is exactly what, a vampire waking up, like, after 100 years would, like, try to, like, find a roommate.
But also, that kind of confused me, too, the, like, him waking up after 100 years. Like, it was, like, Downton Abbey. Like, that was the time period was Downton Abbey. So, like, I guess it does make sense. But also, I was like, he is, like, really super proper for having, like, gone to sleep in, like, the 1920s, technically.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, I know that they were still, like, up on their crap, but... It was just interesting.
Yeah, prim and proper. And, like, I'm sorry, but, like, if a man showed up in, like, a full, like, 8-piece suit, like...
No, I would be like, wow, that man's a snack. I'm not going to lie to you. I've watched Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders, Downton Abbey, are you kidding me? If I saw a man dress up in the suits that they used to wear, done. I get it, Cassie. You don't have to explain a thing to me.
I do want to know, like, what drew you to this book? Like, what made it so enjoyable to read? Because, like, I know, why I liked it up until I didn't like it. But, like, what made you, like, have such good feelings about this book?
I think it was just, it was so lighthearted, and, like, he's such a lovable character, and I think it's, like, it comes from that part of me that's, like, he doesn't understand very much about, like, the modern world at all, but that he is constantly putting in that effort. And then also, I really liked when he got just the tiniest bit jealous over, like, these really, like, normal things, like, yes. Her wearing a bikini, which he was like, that is... He's like, I didn't say you didn't look good in it. I just, like, he didn't want anyone else looking at her in that. But also, there was, like, him getting so jealous after asking her which character in Buffy she liked. I was just
yes.
like, that was so good. Yeah. And just, like, really, really adorable. And again, like, I just think there were these itty-bitty, just, like, absolutely lovable moments for him. And, like, of course, I really like Cassie, too. I think she's an interesting character with her art and how, like, her journey kind of goes into his. But I also do feel like while this story is told from her point of view, I feel like I got a lot more about Frederick than her. Even though, like, we know that she's developing, she's growing, she's kind of slowly coming into herself as an artist and as a person, where she's, like, finally gaining the confidence. But again, I think a lot of that has to do with her friendships that she has around her. So with Fitzwilliam, with Sam, and then her finally, like, recognizing, like, all these people believe in me and they're telling me that I'm, like, good enough. So, like, Yeah. These are incredible, amazing people, so obviously I'm good enough. But, I mean, I feel like I could have dealt with a little bit more self-exploration, I guess. But I feel like we didn't see that. That would have been, like, done off the pages, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I really enjoyed the characters. Like, I think they were interesting, and they were different, and they were, like, you got enough character development that you cared about them. It's a cute novel, and, like, I will say, I had about 100 pages, and if you know me, I go to bed probably around 9:30 every night because I'm a night owl. Just kidding. very much just kidding. But I was like, I kind of just want to, like, finish this book. And so I stayed up till a whopping 10:45 for me. Whoa. Crazy. But, like, it was the first time in so long that I, like, spent, like, staying up and, like, reading a book and, like, finishing the book. And I was like, I just want to finish this. And I think that, like, tells you something about the book. Like, I was intrigued enough in the characters to want to finish it. Did I like the ending? I closed the book and I was like, ugh.
It felt quite unfinished to me, if I'm being completely honest, which is why I'm really actually very happy that they have decided, she's decided to make another one. And I say that because, like, I would love to see Cassie exploring the possibility of becoming a vampire, since she was, like, so totally grossed out by the idea of drinking blood. But also, I think it would be really funny to learn what her, like, what her powers end up being. Yeah. And, like, how she feels and how she fits into this, and how, like, even her friendship with Sam might change due to the fact that she's a vampire. Yeah. And even him finding out not only is she a vampire now, but also Fitzwilliam has been one this whole time. Yeah. I think it would be really interesting to explore those avenues, because the way that they left it, whereas he was like, I'm not asking for forever, but I'm also like, this is a romance novel. You better be asking for forever.
Yeah.
Boy. So I'm excited for another one, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. If you convince me hard enough, if the listeners convince me hard enough, I may read the sequel.
If the people want it.
I will say one of my favorite scenes is Cassie and Sam, like, standing in the mall, like, waiting for Frederick to arrive. And then he arrives, and Sam's just like, oh, fuck. like, that scene is just so funny, because he's just
I get it.
Mm. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I have to go. Like, work issues.
Like, let me leave you to your doom, him looking like an absolute snack out here, and you having to deal with this dressing man. Also, I'm so, like, this just a me thing. I love dressing a man. So, like, that is such a hot thing for him to just be like, can you please pick out my clothes? And then not, like, in a, like, mother, will you please pick out my clothes? But in, like, a, can you please dress me? I need help. I need help. Like, my fashion is dismal. Oh, I love dressing men. I just would love to just be like, this is how you should look. Oh, perfect.
Well, there's your career path right there.
Maybe I was just too into Barbie when I was younger, just like dressing my dolls.
Yeah, it's cute. But I don't know. I think, like, that, even that scene of, like, her, like touching the t-shirt, like, touching his body. And it's just like, and I, like, ugh.
Well, I think, like, what's great is it's such a contrast to, like, what we read when we were reading the X-Hex, even, where, like, there was not really any build, whereas I felt like there was such a good amount of build in this book, and you were just like, oh, they bump into each other when she's in a towel, and then
and, like, I was like, the proposal.
This feeling slowly start building, and then on top of that, like, you get them in the bathroom, and it's almost like the who hurt you trope, and it's so good. And then I'm just saying, listen, guys, I'm not one to, like, say anything, especially since this was like the only smutty scene in the book.
Yeah.
We wish there was more.
Yes. But
there was only like one scene. But I will say, for what it was, that was quite a few pages for that, whereas I wouldn't have expected that. And I think it was really, really well done that I was just kind of like, am I hot and bothered reading this? Like, okay, I didn't think I would be into this. Because again, everything else had been like so playful, so cheesy before it that I was like, I don't think I'll really... Like, I expected somewhat of the same thing, like a bumbling type of, I don't know, type of deal, but he knew what he was doing, and she was into it, so we were into it.
He's had hundreds of years of experience.
I mean, wow. He better know what he's doing.
He's like, I don't know if anything's changed, but, like, here's what I got. And you're like, okay.
And you're like... The birds and bees have been doing it for centuries, baby cakes. You're far ahead of the game.
Yeah, at least you're not like Jamie in Outlander, where he's like, I thought all people did it like the animals.
Yeah.
You know.
There you go. Front to You'd back. Rather have an... Maybe you prefer experience over not. Mm-hmm. It might have its perks.
I will say, like, I think that's why... I literally stayed up all night reading because I started in, like, the scene in the bathroom, like, in the party. And I was like, we gotta see where this ends up.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta see where this ends up. And then, like, I'm, like, reading. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, yes. Yeah. I love this. I love this. And then it just, like, abruptly stops.
I know.
And it's like, let's bring Mother in here to just throw a damp towel on everything. And I was like, why couldn't you just give us that night?
Buffer like, the sexual tension. We can't have it all.
I know. But then, like, you don't even get the payoff. I know. You don't get the payoff at the end. So I think that's why I was so upset.
I know. I was kind of expecting at least one more scene.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. Give the people what they want.
I know. I'm like, you're good. You're good at what you do. So, show it off.
Maybe we'll get more in the next book. We can only hope that we continue to get more. And can you imagine? My only question is, I guess, that I want answered.
Okay.
How does that work with two vampires then? Like, if he literally can't get off until he has some blood, do they need to have, like...
Somebody else's blood?
Yeah, is it like a drinking, or do you need to bring in another human? Is this going to be a threesome thing, or do you just have to have like the blood there with you? And like, don't get me wrong, I get the whole blood thing. And if you're talking about literally, like, it's a whole sexual thing, like the blood and all that. Like really, if you go deep into like the meaning of vampirism and like. All that it entails in, like, literature, then, like, it makes sense, the blood and all that, but, like, I'm just kind of, like, logistically, how are we doing that in, like, when it's two vampires, you know?
Yeah.
Are we bringing in a third, or do we just have, like, a blood bag that we share between the two of us?
Yeah, I feel like isn't as sexy.
I mean...
But... It depends on what you think.
I'm just kidding.
So I was like, well.
Well, I will say it was kind of hot, but. I really kind of wanted him to bite her neck, though. I really did. I wanted to see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's hot when he's biting her.
Yeah.
If you have, like, Janet in the corner and she's like, here I am. And you're like, okay, like, Janet and then, like, get on your thing.
And it would be sexy if it was, like, a threesome thing, but I don't feel like that's them as a couple. I just don't feel like they're going to get into that. So is it, like, is it a blood bag? Are we sharing, like, a gauntlet of blood? Which would maybe be a little bit more sexy.
See, that would be better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, the blood bag.
Or a goblet. Like... I'm sorry, not a gauntlet. A goblet.
I knew what you meant.
Okay, great.
I was like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Continue.
Continue with your thought. Gauntlet. Yeah, definitely.
Get the infinity gauntlet. They need the infinity gauntlet to come.
I'm dead. Yeah. They're really big Marvel fans up in there.
Get all those Infinity Stones. What has this turned into?
Nobody knows. This will be our cut quote. Yeah, I don't even know where to go from here.
Can you tell we're big nerds?
But yes, let's just get into final ratings. I feel like we touched on everything, right?
We touched a lot.
We touched a lot. Oh, God. Okay. I can't be doing this every single time. I can't be pre-gaming before this.
Yes,
things get too crazy.
You can and you should.
You can and you should. And I will. Okay. Final ratings.
Let's go.
Let's go. Do you want to go first or you want me?
Sure, I'll go. Yeah. I gave it like a 3. Okay, I'm not going to stop at 5. A 3.7? Can I do that?
Yeah, I'm going to say
I can do that. 3.7. Higher than 5. I liked it almost to a 4.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay, what about you, Jenna?
Oh, you're not going to give any explanation. Okay.
No.
I gave a 3 out of 5.
Okay, fair enough. I get it.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of on the same page, though.
Yeah. I think it would have gotten, honestly, I think it could have gotten up to like a 4.5 even if we would have just like chopped the end off and started again.
I agree.
But, God, I think after this you've convinced me to read the second one. This is like Twisted Love all over.
Now she's curious. All about that vampire sex.
All about that vampire date. Great. Well, let's get into berries.
Okay.
This is such a chaotic episode. Okay, let's choose pairings. TV shows, books, TV shows, movies, and other books, and also cocktails that might pair well with today's book. So, drinks. Let's start there.
Drinks. Okay, I chose a vampire mimosa. Kind of ooh, like what I had, but different because it's pomegranate juice and champagne. But then also I saw some people put some edible glitter in there and it made it like kind of magical looking. So, and then also you coat the rim with like sugar or not sugar, but like syrup almost that you dye red. And so it looks like blood dripping down. I like that.
Ooh, that's fun. I went around like the same kind of thing. I did a vampire wine.
Yeah.
And it's a literal wine bottle. I'm dying to get it, honestly. It's a literal wine bottle and comes in a coffin. And it comes with a little cape. Like a little vampire cape.
Where do you get this wine?
It's so freaking cute.
That is awesome.
It's a Cab Sauv. So if you're Cab Sauv fans. It's from Vampire Vineyards. Okay. It's $50. It's $49.95. And it
must be good wine.
The little cape. It's so cute.
I love that.
Anyways, so Vampire Cab. Caps up. It has 5 stars with 4 reviews. So
okay,
really good.
It's for your vampire lovers.
Yeah.
When you're having a vampire girls' night, maybe you're watching Twilight. Maybe you're watching Vampire Suck. The choice is yours.
The choice is yours. All right, TV show.
I went ahead and said Buffy because it's already in. Like the book, it's already said in the book, which I think if you don't know what Buffy is, perhaps you should. So Buffy,
that's really good. I mean, it's a given. And the one I had referenced earlier in the podcast, which is What We Do in the Shadows, this is a TV show about vampires that are trying to make it in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
In the 21st century. And it is so funny. It's phenomenal. It's like, it's, you, if you're looking for like a good laugh, if you're looking for like The Office, but if it's based in like a vampire's home, like this is what you get. And like, this is like the text threads, like this is what it reminded me of. It's like, it's like Nadja, like conversing with Guillermo and being like, this is what I want. And being like, what the fuck?
Honestly, Reginald kind of reminded me of one of those characters. On
yes.
That.
Yes.
I was like 100% like this. It's exactly who I envisioned. I think, you know, the guy with the like shortish bob hair, like his hair, yes, to here. And he has like a mustache, I think, or a beard.
Yes. Yeah.
It was like 100% giving him.
Great book.
Book. I said Deal with the Elf King. It's a little bit more serious. I think she also, this author also has a vampire one as well. They're not as silly, but I think if you're, it's a little bit more high fantasy. But I think like it's still a romance, so you're still getting that like really sweet kind of side, maybe some miscommunication trope in there as well. So I was just like, okay, interesting. I didn't have any like really silly goofy ones.
Okay. Love it. I chose The XX, as we mentioned before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt like they had similar tropes. Like you have like the magic of the XX, and you have the vampire-ness of the of My Roommate's a Vampire, but you know, it's a similar thing. But I do think like the XX definitely did not have the build that this mm-hmm. one did. And so, but I think like similar vibes. And I also will take any chance to throw back to one of the previous episodes we have done.
I feel but, that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a similar vibe. It's a similar conversation that we're having to that. Mm-hmm. So, all right, really? Let's get into movies. I'm wondering if you chose the same one that I did.
I chose Vamps. And then I also chose Dark Shadows.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think they're both really funny. So Vamps is like, there's two like girl roommate vampires. And then Dark Shadows, obviously, is, like, it was a takeoff of, like, I think it was a 1960s TV show, and this one starts Johnny Depp in it, along with a myriad of other incredible actors, but I remember watching that one, and I was like, that's so funny, actually.
That's a good one. Mine I'm a little embarrassed to say, but I'm gonna say it anyways, and Ella has threatened to make us do a book and movie review of this one, so we may have to do it. But it is Twilight.
Fair.
By our girl, honestly, Stephanie Myers. But, like, honestly, yeah. You have our vampires. You have just the cheesy
It goodness. Is cheesy. I love it. It's cheesy, though. Yeah. The sparkling. Oh. And I like that she kind of did a nod to that as well. She did say, like, do vampires sparkle? And it's like, he was, that's a great that's a great question, sister. Like, do they?
And he was like, fuck no.
He was like, no. And he's like, I can actually go out in the sun.
Yeah.
I just can't right now because I'm, like, gaining my strength.
But yes, it's, yeah, I don't know. It's vampires. That's literally, like, the only thing mm-hmm. I, like, had, connected to it. So
there's a bajillion other ones we could have named, but
yeah, literally.
I mean,
anything.
Just go look up vampire movies or vampire TV show.
Yeah, and you'll find something that literally is the same. But I mean, heck, if you're looking for a fun, easy, just, you know, vampire read, go read it.
It's delightful.
Yeah, I would. Personally, if you take my advice, I would stop after the first sex scene. and just leave it. Just the drop it. The only sex scene? The only sex scene. First and only sex scene. I would drop it, leave it, and not continue because the ending gets whack. But you'll probably continue. But it's a good, like, I don't know. It's a good beach read. It's a good, if you need, like, a cleansing, easy read, it's a good one.
Yeah. I was actually reading it while I'm currently reading the third Crescent City book, and so I was like, I'm trying to devote my time to both. Actually, I was like, at first I was like, I really don't want to read this, I'm right in the middle of Crescent City 3, and then I was like, but as I continued, I was like, okay, but I'm like really curious how this is gonna keep going, and so it was kind of like, I felt like I was cheating on Crescent City, and I was like, oh my god.
It's like weird. You're, like, weirdly addicted to it. Like, you're, like, want to know when it happens.
It's that serotonin. She's giving us serotonin. That serotonin high.
Jenna, and then you leave us. You leave us with nothing at the end. Fuck.
Except a possible proposal. Except a questionable proposal.
Yeah. And a second book?
I'm actually so excited. I'm actually so ready for the second book. I was honestly, I was like, I hope there's another one of these, because that is a terrible way to end the book.
Oh, God. My Roommate's a Vampire. I mean, whoa. Go read it if you want. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, there you go. It's fine.
It's
fine.
It's fine. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's chill.
Well, that's the show. Thanks so much for listening. If you liked it, please go give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this episode right now. If you want more book-related content, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at RW Reads Podcast. Again, that's at RWReadsPodcast. That's at RW Reads Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Until next week, keep your books open and your drink glasses full. Thanks all. This episode is a JB Media production, produced and edited by Jenna Weston.